Welcome to your five for the day. Through circumstances beyond your control, have you ever been in the right place at the right time and found yourself able to be of help to somebody? I was talking to a Christian friend the other day whose work meant he spent a fair amount of time in hospital wards. On this occasion, he should have called in at Ward 9 to speak to a patient. But someone guided him incorrectly, and he found himself on Ward 8. As he passed through the ward, looking for someone who obviously wasn't there, he noticed a patient in considerable distress. He stopped to see if he could be of help, and this was what he was told. The patient had been told that he only had hours to live. The patient confessed that he was to die unprepared for eternity. Apparently, he knew that he needed to get right with God and have his sins forgiven, but had done nothing about it. Because my friend was a Christian, he was able to spend some time with a gentleman, able to share with him the good news of the gospel, able to explain how he could have his sins forgiven by trusting Jesus as his Saviour, and was able to eventually pray with him for that to be his experience. He left behind him a very happy, contented man, as my friend moved on to seek out the person he should have been dealing with. Half an hour later, my friend returned to see how this man was getting on, only to be confronted with the patient's heartbroken wife and the news that he had died. Again he stopped to try and comfort her, only to find she was heartbroken for two reasons. The first was the obvious one, that her husband had died. The second was that she was overtaken with guilt. It appears that she was also a Christian, but had hidden her faith from her husband throughout their married life in case he gave her a hard time. Now he was dead, and she feared he had opened his eyes in a lost eternity to be separated from God as well as from herself. Imagine her joy when she was told that just 30 minutes earlier he had confessed his sin, put things right with God, and was now absent from his body and present with the Lord. She was overjoyed, realizing that she would see him again in heaven above, but at the same time so ashamed that she had not had the courage to share her faith with her husband years earlier. Had she done so, she confessed, although their marriage had been enjoyable, it could have been so much better if they had both walked with the Lord. I share this incident with you today because you may be just like the wife. Maybe you trusted Jesus as your Saviour when you were younger. Maybe in church, in a Christian camp, in Sunday school, or wherever. But you have not lived the life of a Christian since meeting your partner. How tragic it would be if, having spent your life together with someone you love deeply, you were to be separated for all eternity. If you have hidden your light, then why not let it shine today before it's too late? Why not share your faith with your nearest and dearest and become one in time as well as in eternity? And what if you have children whom you love dearly and have never told them of your Saviour whom you trusted years ago? Do take the opportunity, in response to today's five for the day, to share this wonderful news with them, to be sure that you will all be together beyond the grave in heaven with the Lord Jesus.